ねえ、ちょっと掃除してくれない？
後でやるよ。だって疲れてるんだもん。
後でっていつ？どうせやらないでしょ。
じゃあゴミ出しだけやるよ。
それだけ？洗濯と洗い物もやってくれない？
はいはい、わかったよ。やりますよ。
Hi there, and welcome to Learn Japanese Pod. How are you? I hope things are going well for you, and if they aren't, take some time out from worrying about things, and let us entertain you for a while, and also teach you some natural conversational Japanese. I'm Alex, and we're joined by the awesome Ami-sensei, who will be teaching us some tips and tricks on how to speak fluently and naturally, just like a native from downtown Osaka. So, Ami-sensei, genki?
Hi, genki desu, Alex-san wa.
What's new? Oh, I'm good. What's new?
I'm going to Japan in a couple weeks.
Yay! I'm looking forward to it.
Mm.
And listeners may be surprised to find out this is the first time we will have hung out together.
We're meeting in person.
Isn't that crazy?
初めてですね. First time.
It's going to be an epic trip.
It's going to be epic, yo.
Yeah. What was the last time you came to Japan?
Oh, it's been 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's been way too long, and so I'm super excited and can't wait to be there.
And apart from Tokyo, where are you visiting?
So I'm mostly going to be staying in Osaka, which is my hometown.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I wish I was staying in Tokyo a little longer, but...
Ami-sensei, is that true? Really? I think we'd all prefer to be in Osaka.
Oh, thank you. I'm not the only one. Yeah.
You're not the only one. Yeah. That's awesome. Great. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yay, me too.
And I will be waiting here with copious amounts of takoyaki and okonomiyaki.
Oh, which I will also eat in Osaka. But we'll find some good stuff to eat in Tokyo too.
We sure will.
Mm.
Well, Ami-sensei.
Hi.
What are we studying today?
All right. So today we're diving into essential vocabulary and phrases for describing household chores in Japanese. We'll cover key nouns and verbs for tasks like cleaning, washing, and tidying up. All useful language for everyday life in Japan. But why focus on chores? Well, I'm glad you asked, because cleanliness and order are deeply ingrained values in Japanese culture. For example, the word kirei means both clean and beautiful. From a young age, children in Japan learn this through daily routines like cleaning their own classrooms. Monks clean their temples as a spiritual practice to cultivate humility, discipline, and mindfulness. You might have also heard of Marie Kondo, the popular Japanese author and television personality who helps people declutter and organize their homes. So, by learning this vocabulary, you're not just mastering useful language, you're also gaining insight into an important aspect of Japanese culture.
That's true. Cleanliness is next to godliness, as they used to say.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago in English, but yeah, it's the same idea in Japan. It's a deep and important cultural aspect of Japan.
Right.
But anyway, without further ado, let's have a listen again to today's dialogue, and then Ami-sensei and I will break it down for you. Have a listen.
ねえ、ちょっと掃除してくれない？
後でやるよ。だって疲れてるんだもん。
後でっていつ？どうせやらないでしょ。
じゃあゴミ出しだけやるよ。
それだけ？洗濯と洗い物もやってくれない？
はいはい、わかったよ。 やりますよ。
Okay, everyone. Did you understand that? What was the first sentence, Ami sensei?
はい。First sentence was...
ねえ、ちょっと掃除してくれない?
I always love ねえ。It's kind of cute, right? ねえ means, hey.
ねえ、hey.ちょっと掃除してくれない?ちょっと?
A little.
掃除
is clean or cleaning. And してくれない? Won't you do? So, won't you do some cleaning, a little cleaning?
And my reply was pretty pathetic because I said,
後でやるよ。だって疲れてるんだもん。
So what does that mean?
後でやるよ。 So 後で means later. やるよ。 I'll do it. So I'll do it later.
後でやるよ。だって疲れてるんだもん。だって cause 疲れてるんだもん。疲れてる
means tired. And んだもん is saying it's because. It's because I'm tired.
And ndamong is quite a casual conversational way to say it. Maybe you've learned skareteru kara desu, because I am tired. But actually in more conversational, maybe familiar Japanese, skareteru ndamong.
That's why.
That's why.
Next I said,
ato de te itsu? Do se yaranai desho.
So I'm starting to get a little frustrated. I'm saying, ato de, and I'm quoting the last person, ato de, later, te, itsu. So te is often used after somebody's quote. It's the casual form of to. And we say te, and then itsu, when. So I'm saying, when do you mean by later?
どうせやらないんでしょ?
Or どうせやらないでしょ? どうせ It probably comes to this. Or either way. Or
like whatever happens.
Whatever.
Or we can't avoid this, right?
Yes. やらないでしょ。やらない won't do でしょ。 Isn't that it? So isn't it like or...You probably won't do it.
どうせやらないでしょ。
Right, yeah. So oh, come on. Like, when is later? You're never going to get, you're never going to get round to it, right? And I say, じゃあ、
ゴミ出しだけやるよ。
pretty lazy. What did that
pretty
mean?
Pretty lazy still.
じゃあ、well then, ゴミ出しだけやるよ。
ゴミ出し is taking the trash out. だけ only やるよ。I'll do it. So, I'll do or I'll just take out the trash then. And then I said,
それだけ?洗濯と洗い物もやってくれない?それだけ?
That's it?洗濯、洗濯 is laundry, と、and,
洗い物
doing dishes, も、also,
やってくれない?
Can't you do? Can you do? So, that's it. Can you also do the laundry and the dishes?
Yeah, useful phrase there with the てくれない? So, won't you do something for me? Can't you do this for me?And then, I guess I'm being a bit rude or dismissive. I go, hi, hi, wakatta yo,
yarimasu yo. Yeah, it's kind of like, as soon as you say more than one hi, a lot of times it's a little dismissive or a little rude.
It's a bit like whatever, or like, yeah.
Exactly. So, hi, hi, yeah, wakatta yo.I got it. やりますよ。I'll do it.
And the, yeah, that's really good. And be careful because hi, hi, it's kind of rude, right?
Yes.
It's kind of almost the antithesis of the Japanese virtue of doing your best. Normally you'd say, hi, wakarimashita.
Exactly.
So yeah, the direct opposite, it's the same words, it's just the intonation. So, hi, wakarimashita. It's like, yes, mm-hmm. I understand, I will do it. This one is, hi, hi. It's like, yeah, whatever, okay, hi, I'll hi. Do it then.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. So, I don't know how typical this conversation is in Japan, but thought it might be funny to do it. The mm-hmm. Person who is on their chores and ready to work hard versus their lazy friend or partner.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. So, Ami-sensei, would you be kind enough to teach us some useful phrases and verbs for doing household chores and cleaning?
Okay, this. Let's start with one from the dialogue. 掃除. And we're going to say 掃除する, which means to clean in general.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also say 部屋を掃除する, clean the room. 洗濯をする, to do laundry. And 洗濯物を干す. So you learned 洗濯 is laundry. 洗濯物 is the laundry items. So the laundry clothings. を干す. So 干す is the verb that means to dry or line dry. So 洗濯物を干す is to dry or put up the laundry, which is pretty typical in Japan.
Just a little grammar note, you'll notice that little o, it's a particle. It doesn't translate directly into English, but essentially it goes between the noun and the verb. So it's a little connecting bit of grammar that connects the thing and the action that you're doing it. So it's the verb with the direct object. So you are,
so this now.
For example, drying verb, your laundry. So it's 洗濯物を干す. And sometimes it has it, sometimes it doesn't, and sometimes native speakers just drop the O for ease of, you know, pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something you have to kind of get used to through getting lots of input and experiencing lots of conversations. But don't worry about it. It's something you can study later. What's next?
All right, let's see. How about 掃除機をかける? So, 掃除機 is the vacuum cleaner. 掃除機. Oh, we have that particle again. かける. So, here, かける means to, I guess, run. So, run the vacuum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 掃除機をかける.
Depending on the kanji you use, かける. The mm-hmm. sound kakeru has a million different meanings, like to
right.
hang something or to use or to run something. I would just remember that kakeru is the verb that goes with sōjiki, vacuum. It just means like do the vacuuming or to vacuum somewhere.
Yeah. Also used for iron wo kakeru, to iron something.
Very good. Yeah, mm-hmm, nice. Mm-hmm. Iron.
Iron wo kakeru.
Iron o kakeru. Yeah, yeah, that's good. Yeah, so to do the ironing.
So, I've got a few more words like arau, which is the word that means to wash. So, washing things like sara o arau. Sara is dishes or dish. Sara o arau. Furo o arau. Furo is the bathtub. 手を洗う, wash hands. 体を洗う, wash your body. And I've got some more like 拭く, which means to wipe. So you can use it for phrases like テーブルを拭く, to wipe the table. 床を拭く, yuka is the floor, so wipe the floors. And 片付ける, which means to tidy up. So, or 片付ける, which means to put away. So, 食器を片付ける. 食器 is another word for dishes. 食器を片付ける or 部屋を片付ける部屋 is room 部屋を片付ける can mean to put things away, tidy up the room and that's all
Ami sensei, that's wonderful. I do have a question. I think、はい、I know the answer, but I just want to confirm with you. What exactly is the difference between 掃除する and 洗う?
Great question, Alex-san. 掃除する means to clean in a general sense. So it's used for tidying up or removing dirt from a room, house, or area. For example, vacuuming, sweeping, or dusting. So...The general term for all of that stuff.
Right.
And then, 洗う means to wash. So whenever you're cleaning something with water, like washing dishes, hands, or clothes, we use the word 洗う. So, for example, 部屋を掃除する, clean the room, 手を洗う, to wash your hands.
Do you think there's a tiny bit of overlap between 部屋を掃除する, to clean the room, and 部屋を片付ける, to tidy up the room?
There's a little bit, maybe, but、mm. I would say、片付ける is usually just going to mean tidying up, which...
Putting away、mm-hmm. your things.
Putting away your things.
Putting away the kids' toys.
Right. Things like that. But 掃除する is when you're actually cleaning, so.
Yeah, right. Dusting and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sweeping, vacuuming, wiping down. So, usually we differentiate between differentiate,、yeah. 掃除 and 片付け, yes.
Right, right, right. Great.And then there's another word I forgot, which is 大掃除, right? 大掃除. So 大掃除, correct me if I'm wrong, this is when you do a big clean.
Yes. We've talked about this before.
Was it at the end of the year?
It's the end of the year where
it's the
we
end
do
of the year, right?
大掃除, yes.
大掃除, the big yeah. clean.
yeah, we have to welcome the new year with a clean house, clean atmosphere, clean everything.
Great. Yeah. Interesting.、Mm-hmm. And so again, you know, that relates again to cleaning and keeping things beautiful and tidy. You know, cleanliness really is a virtue in Japan.
Yes.
And, you know, again, you'll notice that generally speaking, depending where you're coming from, that, you know, the streets in Japan tend to be quite clean. They tend to be、mm-hmm. litter-free,、
yeah.
apart from some bits of Shibuya and Roppongi. We won't go into that. But generally,
That's
yeah,、I think it's deeply ingrained into the Japanese psyche. It's you're trained from an early age to not make your environment messy or dirty. So,、mm-hmm.You know, when I visited an elementary school, the first thing that really struck me was during lunch, the kids line up and serve their own food. They bring this huge、mm-hmm. pot into the classroom and it's got some rice and maybe、the main dish. And that one kid is put in charge, tiny little kid is put in charge of, you know,、basically giving food to kids on their plates. And they've got a spoon.And they're pouring it onto the plate. And then、mm-hmm. afterwards, all the kids put away their little bento boxes. They tidy away the pots and pans. They then dust everything and clean the windows. And they do a big soji. They clean their classroom.、
Mm-hmm.
So, Ami-sensei, I have some questions for you.
Oh, no.
And these are important questions about、okay. cleaning. So, Ami-sensei, what chores do you hate?
Let's see. I don't like... I'm gonna look so bad when I say this, but I don't like cleaning in general. Like, if you know what I mean. Mopping, sweeping, you know, wiping stuff.
Some Buddhist monk you are.
I know. I will never...be able to be a monk, but...
You're not the, you're not one of Marie Kondo's followers then.
そうですね。
So, okay, that leads me to my second question. Are there any chores you actually like?
I I do like doing the laundry.
洗濯物。
洗濯物は好きです。
Okay, 洗濯物が好きですね。
はい。
Right, right. So doing the laundry. I like...
どうですか?
Cutting the grass.
Oh.
Weeding the garden.
Oh.
I'm the only person I know in Japan who has a garden.
It's pretty... Yeah, it's not very common.
It's not very common, right. And I'm not bragging because it's the size of a postage stamp, but it's nice to, I commune with my plants. Yeah, right.
ah, いいですね.
And then the other thing I like, for some reason, I like mopping the floors.
Mm.
I like mopping the floors because it does get very dusty in winter in Japan. I've noticed like in Tokyo, it gets super, super dusty.
Mm.
So I generally like mopping the floors.
Nice.
And I hate cleaning the toilet because it's gross.
yeah, but I guess if we do it often enough, it's not as gross as it could be.
That's true.
But yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. 汚いですよね?
So, Ami Sensei, you are an Osakan.
I am an Osakan.
Living in America. You're an Osaka in New York. And do you notice any difference between the way American people and Americans clean their homes or their like attitude towards cleaning? Have you noticed any difference?
Well, people here definitely don't do like, I don't think they do like,Osoji unless they're moving in or moving out. Right,
right. Right. Yeah.
But there is a term called spring cleaning. So
right.
People, I think, declutter more in the spring.
Sure.
And there are things called yard sales. So
right.
I think people are generally always decluttering and getting rid of things. Mm. There's lots of yard sales. Like every weekend, there's a yard sale somewhere.There's lots of thrift stores. People can just drop things off. You're not trying to sell things necessarily.
Mm.
We just drop things off that we want to donate. So I think decluttering is pretty big here.
Sure.
Otherwise, I would say, you know, Japanese people might be more attentive or more conscious about the genkan area.
Mm.
Right, where we have to take our shoes off and even outside the genkan, outside the front door. We want to keep it clean, maybe not attract bad spirits, things like that. Whereas, you know, people are going in the homes without taking shoes off here. So
yeah, right.
It doesn't really matter whether the front door is cleaner or, you know.
Right.
If the kitchen is cleaner.
One time people are motivated to clean their homes in the West is when they're having people over. You're going to have a party, right?
And yeah, people are going to come say,
quick, clean the house up.
We got to clean.
So when I was a kid, my dad loved having parties in the house and just inviting his friends around for drinks and dinner. And he completely asked, quick, clean the house.
Yeah. Okay. That does happen here, I guess.But I think in Japan too. So it's like...
Sure, yeah. I think like in Japan, what they call home party is kind of rarer because Japanese people don't tend to invite people around their homes so much just because of the lack of space. Japanese people tend to go out. Big generalization, but it's sometimes true. But yeah, I think Japanese people tend to just clean just because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then in America, it's a bit more kind of...Or Europe as well. It's like when you have people around. I guess everyone's different. These are big generalizations we're making, though.
Yeah.
Please, no angry emails.
No angry emails. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, people, lots more people clean more often than me. But,
right.
But hey, I shower every day, so don't worry.
And I have a bath once a month, whether I need it or not.
Good for you, Alex.
Good for you, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't make friends here in Tokyo.
なんででしょう?
なんででしょう? なんででしょう?
Yeah.
Well, Ami-sensei, thank you so much. That was good fun. Thank you for teaching us about cleaning. I wonder if we have instilled the virtue of tidying and being clean to our dear listeners.
Instill.
Not to say that they weren't messy barbarians, but...
All right.
I'll tell you, as a foreigner, I have had to try to come up to Japanese standards, which you can imagine was quite traumatic for everyone involved, not just me.
Right, especially the sorting of the trash, right?
Especially the sorting of the trash, yeah, that's a big one. I think that's a whole podcast in itself.
I was going to say that's a whole podcast in itself.
But anyway, thank you so much. That's some really useful vocabulary. Thank you again for teaching us. And dear wonderful listener, that is a wrap for this week. Thanks a ton for hanging out with us, and we'll be back soon with more podcasts and fun Fridays and the usual mix of Japanese learning goodness and delightful nonsense for you wonderful people. And premium members, don't forget, you've got a bonus episode waiting with extra practice PDF show notes and our Japanese-only audio drills to boost your skills. If you're not a member yet, but might be interested in the extra juicy content, just head over to learnjapanesepod.com. That's learnjapanesepod.com. And click on the premium membership link. And don't be a stranger. Come and say hello. Come join our supportive and welcoming community on Discord. It's full of fellow Japanese learners sharing tips, asking questions, encouraging each other, and generally being awesome to each other on their journey to Japanese fluency. So whether you're just starting out or have been learning for years and years, I'm sure you're going to find a warm, friendly group ready to help you. So come and say hello. All the links and info you need are right at the top of learnjapanesepod.com. And until next time, keep practicing, keep having fun, and always, Nihongo ganbatte kudasai. Mata ne.
Mata ne.